Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live. I'm going to start taking your phone calls. I'm going to get into more flu news, financial information, some other key international news dealing with the dollar. Right now, let's go to Rodney in Virginia. Rodney, you're on the air. Welcome.
Jones, like you said, it's Rodney in Virginia. I got a comment about the swine flu and the swine flu vaccine. My wife is 20 weeks pregnant, and we went to her OB appointment last week, and they were pushing the swine flu vaccine on her. And I asked the nurse that told her about the swine flu vaccine that she needed to go get the swine flu vaccine. Well, what about the mercury in it? Let me just say, last weekend was the first time I ever listened to your show when you mentioned the mercury, and I'm not the type of person that will just automatically believe everything I hear. So I actually went and looked at the insert and looked at the information and got the information firsthand for myself. And I asked her, you know, my wife's not allowed to eat the fish that's harvested from the local waters here because of the high mercury content and because of the damage it can cause to the baby. And yet they're pushing this vaccine that is going to cause brain damage to my unborn child. And I asked the nurse about it, and they're not even educating the medical professional. She had never even heard about the mercury content.
Well, up until 6 months ago, all the inserts, and they still say don't give it to pregnant women, but the media is saying give it to pregnant women now. And did you not see where it said mercury on the insert?
Yes, I did. That's the reason why. I mean, I went to the pharmacy where they're doing the vaccines at and asked, can I see the information on what information do you have on this? I want to read with my own eyes from the information you have that this is safe for me to give to my wife because everything she takes affects my child, you know? And like I said, I'm not the type of person. I'm not one of those highly educated people you were talking about earlier. I swing a hammer for a living. Carpenters build America as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, we have a responsibility to question everything we're told, especially when it comes to the health.
Because if they're lying to you about that, what else are they lying about? Well, good job,
exactly.
Rodney. We are getting reports of miscarriages after people take the shots, the vaccine. So it's your decision, but folks, you better think twice. Let's go ahead and talk to Tracy in Illinois. Tracy, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I wanted to just let you know I received a notice in the mail from the state of Illinois for the National Medical Support Notice, even though this hasn't passed yet, but I've been informed that when medical insurance coverage is ordered through employment, the National Medical Support Notice is sent to the employer or union to enforce the requirement to enroll the employee's dependents in a health care plan.
Just to be clear what you're saying, and I'd read this in the news, people are already getting letters saying it's the law, you've got to have insurance, even though the health care bill hasn't passed. Kind of like they admitted the NSA was spying on Americans without warrants for decades before Congress passed the law saying they could do it. And so they haven't even passed the law yet, but they're sending you a notice.
Yes, that is correct. I mean, I think it's a crock that, you know, Congress is up there debating this. And they're already sending out the paperwork saying this is going to be the way it is. And, you know,
will you do me a favor? Will you scan that in and email it to Aaron with two A's at Infowars.com and write a few paragraph blurb, and we'll get that up because that is important. In fact, do you have that in front of you, Tracy?
Yes, I do.
Tell you what, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back, talk a little bit more about the flu. Then I'm going to go back to you, and I want you to reintroduce the topic. Some stations don't carry this five-minute segment, and because I want everybody to be able to hear this, very, very important. And then we'll continue with Flu Fighter Kevin, Dave, and many others. The toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244 on this live Sunday, November 1st, 2009 edition. I'm Alex Jones. Our new film, Fall of the Republic, is out. It is up to you folks to carry the ball. I've made the film. It exposes the whole ball game. Get it out to people.
This is Alex Jones with...
As you already know, drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are going to your phone calls here in just a moment. Last hour, I played a mainstream news TV clip where a man the FDA admits and his doctors admit was paralyzed by the seasonal flu shot. The inserts on the seasonal and the H1N1 say it can give you Guillain-Barré's disorder. It can give you a bunch of other neurological disorders. I was on a local talk station, the FM sister station to News Radio 590 here locally in Austin, which itself simulcast on 99.7. But Tuesday morning, I was in studio for the whole radio broadcast of the Dudley and Bob show. And I'm friends with Dale Dudley. And he told me that after he got a flu shot about 6 months ago, that he got numb and paralyzed. He couldn't move his fingers, couldn't hold a pen, went to all these specialists, and medical doctors told him, you have the onset of Guillain-Barré's disorder or inflammation of the brain, and it was probably from a vaccine. I mean, look, ladies and gentlemen, I know people who are being affected by this, and there are literally hundreds of newscasts. I watched over 30 last night, just searching the term on YouTube alone, where in every case they say, yes, doesn't happen to most people, and it's good to still take the shot, but it did make this young, healthy woman and paralyze her, or this woman's having trouble walking, or this woman's having convulsions. And that's all on local ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox. They're all reporting it, and it's not debated. And then national news says it's a conspiracy theory, it's not happening, when it's on the drug insert. It's on the vaccine insert. Do not believe me. I've probably done 50, 60 more shows. In fact, print it again. I cleaned my desk off. FDA.gov, reactions to flu shot, and then the actual sheet. I'll show it later on the show on PrisonPlanet.tv. And for radio listeners, I'll give you the actual URL. You know, because I'm not going to just say, but then don't believe me when I show you the insert that says it can brain damage you, give you autoimmune disorders and all of this. I want you to go to the local drugstore and say, I don't want your fact sheet. A lot of them will give you a lying sheet with all these lies saying no mercury, can't paralyze you, can't give you autoimmune disorders, can't give you cancer. Doesn't. You know. But then you get the insert and it says all that on there. Read the fine print and then ask, why are they lying to you? Why were they told to lie to you? Let's go ahead and just play a minute or so of one Fox News piece out of D.C. This is the local Fox affiliate in D.C. Here it is.
Right off the top tonight, a shocking side effect to a routine vaccination.
This started after a flu shot.
You heard her right. A regular flu shot gone horribly wrong. Tonight, the warning this woman wants everyone to hear.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Brian Bolter.
And I'm Sean Yancey. A few weeks ago, Desiree Jennings was training for a half marathon. Tonight, she's struggling to walk, talk, even eat, left disabled by a very rare reaction to a seasonal flu shot. Claudia Coffey has more on the serious side effects.
The vast majority of doctors say flu shots are safe. In this case, the FDA says they found nothing wrong with this particular batch, but sometimes there are complications. And that's apparently what happened to Desiree Jennings. And now her life will never be the same. Here, 26-year-old Desiree Jennings is the picture of health. She's a Redskins cheerleader ambassador and an avid runner. Her life changed forever on August the 23rd when she says she got a seasonal flu shot at a local grocery store.
I was training for a half marathon.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you there are hundreds of local newscasts, in fact, let's just do this for everybody on air, and later I'll play it. Google girl dies after Gardasil, and because it's a shot for girls. And we can play for the next 10 hours. We can play newscasts back-to-back, never playing the same one where people die. And they go, oh, yes, it's a reaction, but it's still good. You're dead now, or you're paralyzed now. It's not just the flu shot, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. This is... from this FDA.gov, and it's got the mercury, everything. In fact, I'll just underline the mercury part. And it says Guillain-Barré, brain damage, sterilization, miscarriage. Here, we'll just zoom in on the mercury part. I actually have a copy of this. It's all highlighted, but there it is, mercury. This is from FDA.gov. I don't know. Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist. Okay, I'm going to shut up and take calls. Just now, all over the country, they're forcibly injecting children. They don't have a law. They're just doing it and telling the parents, go to hell. I just read New York Daily News, and the kids go to the hospital after the shots. You only hear about the ones that fall down having convulsions. And the hospitals don't deny they've had a bad reaction. They say, yeah, and you should take the shot. See, they just throw it in your face. Tracy in Illinois, you're on the air. Then flu fighter who says he's in the military, Kevin, Dave, and others. Go ahead, Tracy.
Yes, I had called in here. I received the Illinois Employer Handbook, and it's a guide to Illinois new hire reporting, income withholding, and the National Medical Support Notice processes, in which it says under the heading National Medical Support Notice, when the medical insurance coverage is ordered through employment, the National Medical Support Notice is sent to the employer or union to enforce the requirement to enroll the employee's dependents in a health care plan.
Well, okay, here already... in Illinois, now the news did report a week ago, believe it was Reuters, we can pull it up, that the Obama administration has Health and Human Services already ordering the state health departments, total violation of the 10th and 9th Amendment, total federal takeover. We hear the White House saying, oh, the states will decide. But that they're already ordering people without the law even passing, the 1,900-page behemoth that has the death panels. In fact, I have that here in my stack, mainstream news, that has the public option, that has the fines if you don't have health care. They're lying again, already sending it out before it's even law, ordering you to prepare to be forced to get health insurance.
That's right. I mean, it's outrageous that they can do this. You know, this is the United States of America, not the corporate states of America.
Well, the issue here, I mean, there's twofold. It's a violation of states' rights, and the White House is lying, saying that states will decide. It's in the bill they won't decide. It does have rationing, and it's just totally un-American to make you get the insurance. What it is a tax.
Yeah, I believe it's a tax on everybody, just like you've been talking. You know, it's just another tax, like the green tax is going to be coming. You know, it's just they won't be satisfied till you're completely working for them, and every penny you get, it goes to them.
And I'll show this article again on air. It's Insurers Stand Against Committee's Plan, Wednesday, October 14th. I was in an airport 2 weeks ago and picked this up. Now, I already knew the insurance companies wrote the bill. And then the controlled media says, oh, the insurance companies are fighting it. No, this is the head spokesman for the Healthcare Insurers of America, the lobbyist spokesman for all 1,300 members. And they brag in here, we wrote this bill, but we're going to fight it if it doesn't have big fines and doesn't force you to have coverage. So Obama had it added back in. The insurance companies wrote this stinking thing, and the media says they're against it. Even the headline's deceptive. They're threatening to pull out if the bill isn't written the way they want with the forced
health care. Yeah, they're all liars.
I mean, here's the Wall Street Journal, but again, the headline's deceptive. It has the statements from the healthcare industry, from the healthcare insurer industry. Well, listen, send me that notice, because it's one thing to have Reuters spinning it going, oh, Obama's already telling people they have to get health care or they'll be fined. But I want to have the actual notice. What's the headline on the notice? I bet we can find it online right now. What's the headline on that Illinois version?
National Medical Support Notice. It's from the Illinois Employer Handbook, Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services, a guide to Illinois new hire reporting, income withholding, and the National Medical Support Notice processes.
What's the code number for the Illinois Department of Health? What's the code number? It'll have a document code number.
Let's see.
Look at the bottom. Bottom left or right-hand corner.
Well, this is just a pamphlet, and yeah. I don't see any kind of code number on here.
Oh, we just found it. Here it is. We have it on screen now. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Important call. Yeah, they haven't even passed the law yet, but they're already doing it. I mean, this government is completely criminal. This is a new tax to the banks. The banks want this. The government gets part of the money. It gives it to the private banks. The insurance companies owned by the banks get the other money.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
Nutritionists look all over the world for better ways to keep our bodies strong and healthy, but sometimes they don't have to look too far. Nature has given us the power of the green tea plant, and for centuries we've used green tea to get healthy, feel better, and promote a strong immune response. Now we can get more out of green tea with Green Tea Plus. Green Tea Plus mixes a pure green tea extract with 72 minerals to form a delicious, highly nutritious drink. Best of all, one serving of Green Tea Plus has the antioxidant power of 6 cups of regular green tea. Green tea might be one of the healthiest herbs provided by nature. And now you can get much more value in each serving with Green Tea Plus. Green Tea Plus. To try Green Tea Plus risk-free, call 1-800-204-6421. And if you call right now, you can get a full bottle of Green Tea Plus for free with your order of two. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now for Green Tea Plus.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I was a highwayman. Yeah, I've got the Illinois State Handbook. It says written by the feds. Notice to withhold for health coverage. And it looks like the caller's right. I did see a blurb about that in the news, that they're already getting ready with the bureaucracy to withhold money from your check to make you get insurance. Just incredible. Okay, listen, I want to go to your calls a little bit quicker now because I have some other financial news I want to get to. And I also want to talk about now we're on the enemy's list of the White House. But right now, let's go to Flu Fighter in military. That's what the caller info is. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, sir. Just to refresh your memory, I called you about 2-3 weeks ago. I needed your help to give me some information on what I could give the military so I wouldn't have to take the swine flu inoculation, which I haven't been nailed with that yet. And they seem to have backed off a little bit from what I could tell. But
that's because a lot of the officers are refusing.
Somebody was telling me that they know of some sort of a something that the higher rank officers are doing. I don't know. I didn't want to get into it.
Well, anyway. Did you hear us 3 weeks ago reporting that German officials and the military are given a quote clean vaccine, and now it's in Time magazine today? This just came out actually last night.
I listen to you like on a regular basis. I listen to you more than I listen to my wife sometimes. don't tell her I said that. But I've seen what you're talking about. It kind of irritates me. I tried to refuse the flu vaccine here. That's why I'm not giving out my information. And I had to write a letter on why I wanted to. So I wrote a letter. I printed documents from Dr. Tenpenny backing up my claims. And I got told, too bad, so sad, shut up and cover, or else we can take administrative action against you. Well, since I'm not ready to give up my livelihood yet, I don't really have a fallback plan. I decided to go ahead and take it. Then when I went to do it, I said, no, I ain't doing this. Claims egg allergy. So now I've postponed it. In the meantime, I've contracted a sinus infection, which this earlier in the broadcast, I heard you talking about how the first flu vaccination was actually going to make it going to spread a sinus infection. Is that what you were saying?
Yes. Let me let you go and comment on this. I'm not the one saying this. The Mayo Clinic is one place to get it. A month ago, the first several million doses of the live nasal H1N1 flu vaccine. They didn't put the injections out first. That started a week and a half ago. For the first 2.5-3 weeks, it was nasal. And on the box, it says live virus. And on the insert, it says, may give you the flu, it may breed in the sinus, and then spread the flu. And then I had the Dallas County manager, the head of the Dallas County Health Department on, was that Monday? Yeah, I had him on Monday, and he admitted, he said, yes, it can spread it and does spread it. So just because people may not have believed the insert, I had a major health department head on from Dallas County, the head, on air to say, yes, but we still think it's good to do. Now, the 1918 flu, the 1976 flu, broke out on military bases after inoculations. You can also become an incubation chamber, a petri dish, with the injections, not just the nasal. And so that's why normally you see these huge breakouts on bases, is because they're giving people inoculations and then it's spreading it. And that's in the inserts. But I don't know if that's what happened to you. It's just incredible. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Kevin in Michigan. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Yeah, I've watched Fall Republic. That was really great. I want to go about this flu stuff. They're blowing it out of proportion. People are just getting coughs and stuff, and then they've got the swine flu. They've closed schools down, and you know, like it's only a couple cases. And
they declared a federal emergency under UN control level 6. They tried to force New York health workers to take it. They refused. They had to stop that. So they're just threatening to fire them using color of law. What do you think of them trying to forcibly, not trying, New York Daily News, you name it, reporting they're forcibly injecting the kids against the parents' wishes and some are going to the hospital?
I'm not happy about that at all, and I don't want it to happen to us, and I'm not getting it. And
well,
my
good.
Kids
good.
Aren't either.
Good. Good to hear from you, sir. But, again, that's your decision you're making.
Yep.
And I've made my decision. My family's not getting it. Look, here's the issue. Use your brain. Every mainstream news article I've seen, and I've read hundreds, and I've read them on air, when they talk about deaths here in Austin, it will say in the paper, two children have died. And then it mentions one was on a ventilator, the other had holes in their heart and had been on, you know, in the hospital for all of their 6 months of life. Almost everyone that's dying from it has diabetes, has had amputations, has had heart failure. They're very old or they're very young and they're sick. And then I see articles later, oh, this person didn't really die of the swine flu a week later. It was a false positive. We thought they did. The regular swine flu, and I had the head of the Dallas County Health Department on just so he would agree with me for listeners. I already knew all this. But I said, isn't it true that you're having one-fifth as many flu cases of H1N1 as you are the regular seasonal flu? Isn't it true it's very mild? And he said, yes, but it still can kill some people. But I said, wait a minute. Well, the regular flu can kill you. And then we have all these medical doctors on who say, get lots of sunshine, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin C, lots of sleep. Wash your hands. Oh, Google this. People won't believe it. The government of Canada, Toronto Star, the Mail, also the Associated Press, you have twice the chance. Taking regular seasonal flu shot doubles chances of H1N1. That was the headline in one of the papers. Taking the regular seasonal shot that everybody ran out, scared, and got in the last 6 months of fear-mongering since April, 5.5 months, whatever it is, it doubled your chances of getting the regular flu, which is what Dr. Horowitz and Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and all the other doctors said in April, in May, in June, in July, in August, in September. They all already had the CDC documents. They already knew that. And finally, top Canadian doctors that were moral in the government. There it is. Canadian study links swine flu shots. Swine flu raises concern abroad, prompt changes at home. Okay, that's News Radio 620 doing a blurb. It's Toronto Star, the Daily Mail. I mean, that's a good one, but I want them to see the headline. I want people, just go to Google, I want people to see the headline. Regular seasonal flu shot doubles chances of contracting H1N1. Doubles. But you can read the fine print in that article. In fact, that radio station article probably has a link to one of the mainstream ones. Anyway, see, I mean, that's the point. I could just go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. The Canadian government said don't take the regular flu shot because of this. And then you tune into local radio or national radio or TV, they're saying it's all a conspiracy theory. We're going to take a few more phone calls from Dave, Chris, George, and Anita. Then I need to get into the White House enemies list we're on, the latest developments there.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diganet.net. That's diganet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, I need to get to the other news and break down how the White House, the Federal Reserve, the establishment is coming after myself and many others, but especially yours truly. And what that means, it's actually a badge of honor and a great sign that we're having a huge impact, but I want to break that down. Also, I want to encourage listeners to get more involved in the info war, whether it's spreading the word about this radio show, whether you listen on AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, internet, the free podcast at InfoWars.com, whether you get my films on DVD at the online video bookstore and make copies of them and give them to everyone you know and have viewing parties. I mean, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement really is their master plan from their own statements and documents. The eugenics, why they're putting poison in the water, why they put poison in the vaccines, how it's by design. This film is so important. My newest documentary, Fall of the Republic, the greatest film I've ever made. The highest production value, the most hardcore info on who the banking establishment is, the operation they're carrying out, how they engineered the implosion by design. That's now in McClatchy newspapers today. How Goldman secretly bet on the U.S. housing crash. Incredible. The point is, these films need to be seen. Infowars.com or call toll-free to order them, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you know what? If you don't want to buy the DVD and watch it in high quality or see it online at PrisonPlanet.tv and get all the other benefits of PrisonPlanet.tv if you're a member, 15 cents a day, that's fine. We have links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or just Google the term Fall of the Republic. Go to YouTube, type it in. There's a bunch of directors' channels, already several million views total, where you in a week and a half, where you can click and watch it in pretty decent quality for free. Fall of the Republic. In fact, later tonight or tomorrow, sit down for 2 hours, 24 minutes. Watch it. Go to followtherepublic.com. There's an online viewer's guide, a bibliography, where every document, every article, every video clip, every fact is posted there. See, that's what's different about this radio show, is we're fusing it with TV, we're fusing it with news articles, we're fusing it with video clips, where we prove everything we say. We give you the source and the documentation in triplicate on everything we say. And we show you how the establishment's lying to you and what their larger game plan is. And that's why the establishment is so scared of us right now. But they don't know how to respond. If they outright kill me, that'll underline and highlight everything I've ever said and done. So they want to demonize me. They want to lie about me. They want to destroy me. And it's not going to work. All right, I'm going to go quickly to your calls because I want to hear from you, but I also want to cover this news. Dave in Oklahoma City, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to preface my comments by saying that the Bible in Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you." And I just think God has just prospered you by giving you this. Stop it, son. Giving you this radio program. My son wanted to talk to you. He's a big fan. 5 years old. My son, Alex, had the swine flu 2 months ago, and he's 5 years old. He beat it in 2 days, okay? And just a couple of weeks ago, his son sends home a form letter saying that they're going to work with the health department to do 2 rounds of swine flu vaccinations. And we've got him on the exemption form from the school. And it's just unbelievable the lengths that these people are going to.
What do you think of the reports, New York Daily News and others, that they're injecting children even when the parents say no and then saying, oops, oops, it was an accident when it's clearly not an accident. And the schools have been caught lying and saying they didn't inject them until it gets proven.
Alex, it scares me to death. I mean, we put them on an exemption form for a reason, and I'm deliberating whether to keep them home while they're doing those things. But I will make a
well. The problem is
that
the nasal vaccine they've been doing is what's spreading it, and they admit that. What's your son's name?
His name is Connor Kennel.
And I mean, do you want to put him on air for a second?
Yeah, Connor, do you want to say hi to Alex real quick? Okay, well, he's kind of chickening out now, but he is a big fan. He's been listening to the program. Just to verify what you said earlier about the flu vaccination, I've been giving my father-in-law all kinds of information from Dr. Tenpenny, from your site, about, you know, not getting the vaccinations, what they have in there. He went against, I don't know, what I encouraged him not to get, and just came home the other day with the flu. I mean, very, very, very sick.
Sir, I appreciate your call. I hear you. I'm going to jump to somebody else, but thank you, Dave. Look, my mother, UT Masters swimmer, ran triathlons up until around age 50 or so. She still swims. And they told everybody, it's probably a decade ago, oh, go get the seasonal flu shot here on the triathlon team. And she went and got it and was in bed for a month, and it almost killed her. I mean, it's not just the medical reports and the inserts from the vaccines that say it can do it to you. It hurt my mother. This is 2 + 2 = 4. This is not rocket science. And I've had all these medical doctors on who explain when they give you one shot with the adjuvant mercury, that boosts your immune system, causes inflammation in all your major organs, including the brain. Then when you take another shot right after it, it's even worse. I mean, they know what they're doing. Don't people understand that? The average doctor doesn't understand, but the establishment manufacturing, it does. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Question, an update on an article that you have on your site. Retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Carmen Reynolds, who's suing the state of Florida to stop mandatory vaccinations, quarantine treatment. She just, among other updates, she desperately still needs a Florida licensed attorney, but she just this past week went to a courtroom training session for courtroom personnel like judges, clerks, reporters, attorneys, secretaries, and they were using scare tactics like without a vaccination. If you don't get a vaccination, you will soon get the swine flu. And they did not mention adjuvants or side effects. My question is, have you read the article by out of the NB Gazette that I sent you? It talks about Mark S. Griswold as patient zero for H1N1, making this unscheduled trip as part of Obama's entourage down to Mexico April 16th, the day after.
Yeah, Texas. Listen, I'm going to let you go. Yeah, there's some news articles saying that one of Obama's people may have carried the original virus. Who knows? And, yes, I'm familiar with military personnel and others suing so they don't have to take it. New York nurses and doctors sued and beat it a week and a half ago. And so people are fighting back. Thank you, Chris. George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
Thanks.
Good. Welcome.
I went and visited my son's school nurse because he caught the flu by natural. He didn't get the shot. My kids have exemptions. But I couldn't get the document, but I looked at it, and the school nurse was very she's very uneasy about the swine flu scare. But I looked at the document when they said when parents ask the school nurse questions, and she's getting a lot of them, she's supposed to say, well, you're the only one that has complained.
So let me stop you. Let me stop you, and I'm going to put you on hold for a moment because this is so important. I need listeners to send these to me. Now, we wrote an article Monday for PrisonPlanet.com that linked to the New York Times article where the New York Times bragged that for schools nationwide, they were chosen by the federal government to write the myths paper, handout, pamphlet. And we got that one. And it's linked, and it says it doesn't have mercury, it can't cause Guillain-Barré, it can't sterilize you, it can't give you autoimmune disorders. We've got that report, but I get call after call and email after email of parents telling me they're shooting their kids up and then lying and saying they didn't. That's now confirmed in a whole bunch of mainstream articles. We've gone over that. New York Daily News. Get the Kentucky TV show ready. We've got the Kentucky local news where they gave it to the kid, even though he wasn't supposed to have it because he has asthma. And we're getting reports, and every time I get these reports, like we got reports they were shooting the kids up without the parents saying yes. And then later it was confirmed. We're getting reports they have another sheet on how to lie to the parents and tell them you're the only one that's asking. You're a kook. And you're saying, I'm going to come back to you, but George has got to be the last person. I don't have time for Anita because I promised to get into this White House situation. In the final segment. Final segment right after this quick break. Please stay with us.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Has a lot of questions tonight after he says his son was given the H1N1 vaccination at school without his permission. The child got the vaccination from Montgomery County health officials at Camargo Elementary School. But his dad says the child has other health issues that make this vaccination potentially dangerous. Sherelle Roberts talked with the upset father and school officials for tonight's top story.
School officials say that it was a mix-up. A case of mistaken identity.
Okay.
A 7-year-old student to receive...
That is one of countless TV reports you can watch on YouTube. I mean, I'm not even looking for these, and they're just everywhere as they forcibly inoculate people. And headline, public school nurses give swine flu vaccine to kids without parents okay, sends child to hospital. And they just list case after case in New York City of this. This is your lawless criminal government that's taking over society through the schools that's in the federal documents. They've been federalized. They're training them to do whatever they want, whenever they want, that they own your children. Now, briefly going back to George, and I'm sorry to other callers, that's all I have time for, but on the weekday show, I'll cover this more. We're going to have whistleblowers on tomorrow. George, finishing up. Now, what I got from what you said, but correct me if I'm wrong, is the school nurse was upset about this and wouldn't let you have it, but had a sheet that she was supposed to read to you saying you were the only concerned parent.
Well, she showed me, she leaked me a sheet telling me this is what we're supposed to act like. This is what we're supposed to do. And she showed me and said, I'm not going to give it to you, but I'll let you take a look at it.
Okay.
I took a look.
Where are you in Texas?
I'm in Ron Paul's district, Brazoria County.
Okay, so you're south of Austin. Okay, and what did the sheet say?
It just says when parents complain, just let them know. Just tell them that they're the only one that has complained, basically, even though she's got numerous complaints and questions. We're just supposed to, it's more like a psychological isolation technique.
Well, exactly. It's peer pressure. I hear talk show hosts on radio and TV say, just laugh at conspiracy theorists. And that's a talking point. I've seen it on Fox, CNN. There's a medical doctor has a syndicated radio show. I heard him today saying, just laugh at them. Let them know they're kooks. Laugh at them. See, here we are with the inserts, the documents, the proof. Their answer is to just laugh at us and isolate us using peer pressure. Sir, you've got to go back to her and say, look, black it out, black out the names, whatever. Give me a copy of that. Don't be part of this lie. And whistleblowers, and we've been breaking all the other big news on this. We told you they were forcibly injecting kids a month ago. Now it's mainstream news. Send us documents to Aaron at InfoWars.com or showtips at InfoWars.com and get them to us. God bless you, sir. What else did that sheet say?
Well, that's basically what it said, what the main talking point was. And I told him I was a listener of your show, too, and she gave you a good nickname. So.
Sir, I appreciate your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we have broken hundreds of national news stories, and we do it because we have listeners everywhere. And I'll tell you, 95% of the time, their info turns out to be accurate. I haven't confirmed what you just heard, but I already hear the talking points. You hear it. Notice how every newscast is saying the same thing. There's no proof. There's no mercury. And then you go get the insert. Go to Walgreens. Go to Save-On. Go to any of these. Go to Walmart and say, oh, can I have the actual insert? And they'll have a whole trash can full of them. Every time they give a shot, you know, they throw the little box and a little insert away. And they'll go, sure, here you go, here you go. Just say thank you. Boom. Oh, can give me cancer, can sterilize me, has mercury in it, can cause Guillain-Barré syndrome, can cause autoimmune disorders. Oh. And then when you watch the news and they're saying it isn't true, you will be awake. Just like they said it was the law, you had to take the shot, now they're having to back off. They're a pack of liars. Okay. Here at the closing of the radio broadcast today, tomorrow I'll spend a whole hour on this and then take calls of whistleblowers. And I'm going to get a bunch of medical doctors on again this week to track all the deaths and illnesses and autoimmune disorders and convulsions and seizures that are being caused by the vaccines and being admitted to be caused. The FDA admits all this. But it's never on national news, only on local news. We'll be covering that 11 to 3 Central on the And by the way, Jason Burmes is coming up. If it isn't on your local AM and FM, it'll be on the internet streams at InfoWars.com for 3 hours in the same studio or at PrisonPlanet.tv. He's going to be covering the Copenhagen Greenhouse Gas Emission Treaty that calls for global government and global tax. That's coming up. But tomorrow, I wrote a bunch of notes today I wanted to go off of, so I really got my points across, but we're out of time, so I'm just going to do an abbreviated breakdown of this. We know we're on the White House enemies list. I was sent by the Army last year when we were protesting the Fed in Dallas. They sent me a leaked document. We posted it that Ron Paul, myself, and others are considered terrorists. We broke the MIAC and Homeland Security report that said that as well earlier this year. So I was sent those documents. I don't know by who in the Army. I called phone numbers on it. They confirmed that the Army is watching in the Fed protests. You just want to audit and abolish the Fed that we didn't have before 1913, the private Federal Reserve. And then later it was in the Baltimore Sun that indeed the Army is watching in the Fed people and Tea Parties. But myself particularly has been listed. That's high treason by the military. We are not the Soviet Union. I'm not a dangerous person. I don't commit any crimes. All I do is expose corruption. Okay? But they've got the Army illegally surveilling us. Then it came out in major newspapers that we covered here in the last month that I'm on the White House enemies list, number 24. Then Senator Lamar Alexander, a week and a half ago, took to the Senate floor and said, I've seen the enemies list. It's wrong. I worked for Nixon during the enemies list. This is wrong. This is dangerous. Don't do it. I then got a call Friday from a super high-powered reporter. And they said, I just want to tell you that this may be breaking in the next few months, but you are indeed on the enemies list. And these people are very dangerous, and I'm sure you've noticed they're already coming after you. And I said, yes. And it's George Soros has a whole bunch of publications, Media Matters, a whole bunch. They're all. I'm being attacked by the New Republic, Can West. I'm being attacked by Salon. The Wall Street Journal sent one of their top reporters, Sarah McBride, here. It was definitely a hit piece, but I wasn't going to be a wimp. I had her here. And she kept looking around for people, for background, for bad stuff. There isn't anything. And she called me and she said, you were right. The top brass above the editor called me and said, just don't go with the story then. She kept trying to change it. But she did it. She said she was trying to do it fair so she wouldn't make stuff up about me. And it was definitely, she was sent to do a hit piece. And the Wall Street Journal was going to do a front page on Alex Jones and just didn't do it because they know a fake hit piece will blow up in their face. These other, I mean, folks, I'm being attacked every day by mainstream media now. And I'm getting a lot of death threats. People call my wife up and say, hi, is Alex there? And she says, no, may I leave a message for him? Well, who's this? I'm his fiance. We're going to get married. My wife says, that's impossible. That's my husband. And the woman says, well, I'm pregnant. And then hangs the phone up. And by the way, no number comes up when they call. This is the type of stuff. You want to know the stuff I go through? Watch the movie The Insider with Russell Crowe and Al Pacino. It is no exaggeration, as I've been doing this longer, 20 times worse probably. I mean, I don't ever really talk about it or give it attention because it doesn't get to me other than the fact some days I don't have any energy or I'm tired. When I get a death threat or some type of dirty trick, I know I'm doing the right thing. It actually helps me. But I've been told that it's all going to intensify now. And so I wanted to prepare the listeners for whatever new lies they spew, whatever new fraud they put out. I got sent internal emails that I'm not at liberty to release a month ago from a major media outlet where they were ordered to attack me and I was leaked this. And it was a concerted fake grassroots attack against me on the internet. Folks, all I'm asking for is your support, and if we're going to have them come after us, then we might as well go 110%. You know, that's why they say sign your John Hancock. Everybody that signed the Declaration of Independence was a dead man if they didn't win. A lot of them did get killed. Their families got killed. They lost their treasure. They lost their blood. Their names got destroyed. And John Hancock signed it big and bold, giant, across the front. And that's what I'm doing. And that's why in Fall of the Republic, in the graphics, it's the Constitution, and it's Alex Jones. I'm signing it. You know, I mean, I am signing it right now, my declaration against tyranny and dehumanization. I'm not looking for a fight with the New World Order. I'm not looking to be martyred. I'm not looking to be a tough guy. I'm just an average good old boy from Texas who learned about the world government, read the CFR documents, found out how they wanted to go after the Second Amendment and break up families and have year-round school and CPS take people's kids and force inoculations. And I made the commitment to fight them 14 years ago, and it's been devastating to the globalists. And we're now being attacked because we are having such an effect because we teach people how to empower themselves and to take action. I love you all. I want to thank you all. Pray for us. We're going to continue onward. Great job, crew. Back live tomorrow.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.